No, I thought we should have won the match. I thought the referee gave them a bit of help, because I've looked at it in the computer again, and from the angle he's at, how he can tell it hit Tom Tye on the hand. Tom Tye's hand was up here, he jumped up, it did hit him there. Is that deliberate? What's the definition of deliberate? And when you see his angle, he can't even see he's behind the play. So I didn't feel under any threat. No, they had a few corners and set plays, and Danny did a good save in the first half. But I thought we were the team who were slicker and moved the ball better, had more possession, it looked to me. And I felt they needed a bit of help to get the goal, and the referee was quite willing to do that.
Did you speak to the ref after the game?
No, he wasn't wanting to speak to anybody. No, he wasn't wanting to speak to anybody. I'll need to get the definition of sending off some yellow cards as well, because Miles Hippolyte skips away for the right back and he just wipes him out deliberately with no attempt to play at the ball. And I've had Tom Tyle just back for a 2-match suspension for a thing that we were going to appeal, and it wasn't as bad as that, you know. So I don't know the rules. That's what it must be, because for me that can easily have been a red card, because he'd made no attempt and he swiped him, took him out and hurt him, only given a yellow card. So I was a wee bit disappointed with the referee's performance today.
With the penalty, with our bodies in the way, when you say you find it hard to...
No. He was at the angle that Tom runs out towards the 18-yard with Luca. We only need one. And he's there. And as Tom jumps up, his hand's up there. Is that deliberate? You know, if his hand's maybe down at his side, it hits his torso. It's not deliberate. No. In my opinion, never a penalty. We don't get them.
So the second half, it was chances for both teams. It could have gone either way.
I don't think the goalkeeper's an awful lot today. I thought it was more a midfield battle. There's shots for the edge, and Scott Shepherd got down the side and crumped one across where Birdie's shot, you know, and it was getting deflected here, there, and everywhere. No hit the target. We just have to try and hit the target a wee bit more and make the goalkeeper work a bit. But for Danny Rogers, I don't know if he's had any saves to make other than the one that they almost scored for, hit the bar the first half. I don't think Danny's had an R safety mate, really. I might be wrong, you tell me.
It's a good one to end the calendar year on Hot 1A with Hibs.
Yeah, big tough game. You know, Hibs, we've had epic matches with Hibs over the last 2 years or so, 2.5 years. I'd expect no different, you know, because Hibs are a good side, they've got good players, a good manager. So a tough game, but we look forward to it. Your horns are all shaking. David pulled a hamstring during the warm-up. He overstretched with the soft surface. Now, you know, what people don't realise, today's conditions for the players, it was a swirling wind, it was moving, it was changing, it was very soft underneath, and I think both teams probably served up a decent match for the viewing public. The only disappointment I've got is that we didn't get the 3 points, and I thought we should have sneaked it. I don't know, it's very early to say. If he's pulled his hamstring, it's minimum 3 weeks. But he might just have overstretched and made the right decision to say, look, I can't play in case I tear it. You know, so it might not be torn. We'll get him scanned as quickly as we can.
You were talking about Tony Gallagher.
I thought he was exceptional today.
He
makes a positive run. He's a confident guy, and I thought for 90 minutes he done great, but he makes that run. Birdie makes Birdie's mind up to play that pass, and then he has the composure to slip it inside to Miles, who scored, you know. So again, for a young boy playing in such a big match where it was fierce at times, I thought he came through with fine class. Great, it was over 2,000 Falkirk fans, but you expect that for Falkirk fans, you know. And I think both sets of fans made it a good occasion for the... It was nip and tuck a wee bit at times, but as I say, I thought we should have sneaked it. Okay, cheers guys.